Monday, May 12th. Feast of Saints Nereus, Achilleus, Domitilla, and Pancras. The lesson from Wisdom chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. The just shall stand with great constancy against those that have afflicted them and taken away their labors. These, seeing it, shall be troubled with terrible fear, and shall be amazed at the suddenness of their unexpected salvation, saying within themselves, repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit, "These are they whom we had sometime in derision, and for a parable of reproach. We fools esteem their life madness, and their end without honor. Behold how they are numbered among the children of God, and their lot is among the saints." The Gospel from John chapter 4, verses 46 through 53. At that time there was a certain ruler whose son was sick at Capernaum. He, having heard that Jesus was come from Judea into Galilee, went to him, and prayed him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." The ruler saith to him, "Lord, come down before my son die." Jesus saith to him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." The man believed the word which Jesus said to him, and went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him, and they brought word, saying that his son lived. He asked therefore of them the hour wherein he grew better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." The father therefore knew that it was at the same hour that Jesus said to him, "Thy son liveth," and himself believed, and his whole house. From the Great Commentary of Cornelius a Lapide. This ruler was a counselor or public minister of Herod Antipas, a prefect or intimate friend of his. St. John Chrysostom says he was of the royal race or discharged some princely function. Origen says he was perhaps of the family of Tiberius Caesar, employed by him in some office of Judea. It is probable that this nobleman's son lay ill at Capernaum because it was his father's usual place of abode, and his father, hearing that Jesus, who healed so many sick, was come out of Judea into Cana of Galilee, went to him to ask of Jesus the healing of his son. The nobleman seems to have been a Jew, not a Gentile, as both St. Jerome and Origen think. We may think so because he had little faith, and for that reason was reproved by Christ, whereas the Gentiles were prompt to believe, and so were praised by him, as was the case with the centurion and the woman of Canaan. Some, as St. Irenaeus, think that this nobleman was the same person as the centurion mentioned in Matthew 8, but they were different persons. For the centurion, when Christ was willing to go to him, asked him to remain where he was, but this nobleman asks Christ to come to his sick son. The former came to Christ as he was descending from the mountain to Capernaum. The nobleman comes to Jesus as he was going into Cana. The boy of the former was sick with palsy. This one's child was ill with a fever. Christ was all but present when he healed the former. This he healed being absent. The one was a servant, the other a son. So says St. John Chrysostom, Theophylactus, and others. The nobleman, having heard the fame of Christ, that he healed all sick persons whatsoever, proceeded from Capernaum to Cana to ask Jesus, who was staying there, to come back with him to Capernaum to heal his son. This was a journey of 14 hours, and therefore long and difficult. Wherefore he had little faith in Jesus, says St. Gregory, since he did not think he could save unless he were corporally present. Christ reproved the small faith of the nobleman in order that he might sharpen and augment it, as though he said, "Thou and thine hast heard of certain signs and prodigies which I have wrought. Still thou believest not that I am the Messiah, unless I do very many more, and that thou thyself mayest behold them with thine eyes." St. John Chrysostom says, "He teaches that it is not his miracles that we are to attend to, but his doctrine. He shows that signs are especially made gracious to the soul, and in this case he heals the father who was laboring under a disease of the mind, no less than the bodily disease of the son. Indeed, he first cures the unbelief or the imperfection of faith in the father, and then the fever of the son." The word of Christ was not only declaratory, but effectual, for it produced that which it declared, namely the life and healing of the sick. So in the Eucharist, the words, "This is my body," enunciate in such manner that the body of Christ is there, that they cause it to be there present. Moreover, Christ went to the servant of the centurion. He was not willing to go to the son of the ruler, because there was in the centurion confirmed faith, but in the ruler faith was imperfect. His servants met him, says St. Cyril, telling of the swiftness and power of the words of Christ, the Lord so ordering that by the sequence of events the faith of the ruler might be confirmed. He was healed the previous day at the seventh hour. This was an hour after noon, when, the child being healed, the servants had immediately set out to tell the glad news to the father, but they could not reach him on the same day. They traveled therefore the rest of that day and all through the night, and came to him the next morning, for, as we have said, Capernaum was 14 leagues or hours distant from Cana. The father then knew. From hence we may understand, says Venerable Bede, that there are degrees of faith, as well as of other virtues. There is the beginning, the increase, and the perfection of faith. This man's faith had its beginning when he asked for his son's safety, its increase when he believed the word of the Lord, saying, Thy son liveth. It was perfected by the announcement of his servants. Moreover, because this nobleman dwelt at Capernaum, as well as the centurion, we need not doubt that they were friends, and that the centurion, through this miracle, which was prior in point of time, conceived so great faith in Christ that he said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Matthew 8:8. Theophylactus says, The ruler is every man, not only because according to the soul he is nigh to the king of all, but because he has assumed dominion over all things. The son is a mind fevered with depraved pleasures and desires. The going down of Christ is his merciful condescension. Christ saith, Go thy way, that is, show continual progress in good things, then thy son shall live. Otherwise he will die, if thou ceasest to walk aright. He was healed at the seventh hour first, because, as Origen says, seven is the symbol of the Sabbath and of rest, which is health. And second, because the same number is the symbol of the sevenfold Holy Spirit, in whom is all salvation.